Welcome, Vanda. We're just starting the call as you joined. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At-Large Ad Hoc New Meeting Strategy Working Party, Thursday the 4th of June at 1500 UTC. On today's call, we have Yasuichi Kitamura, Baron Gillen, Alan Greenberg, Maureen Hilliard, Eduardo Diaz, Vanda Scafizini, Rafid Patani, Satish Babu. Apologies note from Tijani Benjema, Sandra Hoferichter, and Carlos Aguirre. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. We only have a small group today, which is going to make it a little bit harder than we had hoped for one of our main items, and that is the selection of a chair. But I think we'll just, well, we can talk about that in a minute. The purpose of this group is to try to flesh out for ALAC and at large the how we're going to be using the new meeting layout. The new meeting is a structure is somewhat more prescriptive than it has been in the past in terms of when should we try to have meetings that are mainly focused on within ALAC and at large, when we should be looking for meetings that span the groups and also outreach components. The first meeting, if I'm correct, of the new strategy is in Dublin, and I believe that is a... Sorry?
Alan?
Go ahead.
Alan, this is Heidi. Actually, the first meeting under the new strategy will be in Marrakesh in March 2018.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was the first one of the fiscal year. My mistake. Okay, so we have a little bit of time to determine how we're going to use this, but there will be discussions with other stakeholders in as early as in Buenos Aires to start making sure that what we're doing both makes sense in the general context and, of course, so that we can trade ideas. So we do have to have at least some thoughts on paper before then, either before then or during Buenos Aires. So we don't have a lot of time. We're starting this a little bit later than some of the other groups. One of the first item on our agenda today is the selection of a chair. Now, we do have a drafting team identified, or at least the initial members of it, and the drafting team will be responsible for putting together essentially the document, which will be describing what we plan to do and will be used as the basis for discussion with the rest of the community, rest of the at-large community and other parts of ICANN in terms of how we're going to be structuring, how we're going to use the new meeting structure within our own group. We do have a number of people who have volunteered for that, and just quickly identify them. Some of them are on this group, are on this call right now, some are not. We have Eduardo, Sebastian, Tijani, Baran, Maureen, Yasuichi, Satish, and Rafid. And I believe Eduardo has volunteered to chair that.
So that is correct.
Thank you very much, Eduardo, for that. Now, we could automatically say the chair of the overall working party is the same person as the chair of the drafting team. Eduardo has not volunteered for that at this point, so we're not going to impose it on it. But
hello, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
Just to say that I also volunteered to co-chair with Eduardo.
Okay. Sorry, that didn't make it into what's on the wiki. So if I could ask staff to update that. That's assuming Eduardo wants a co-chair.
who was the one? This is Eduardo. Who was the one that just talked?
Raf Fatani.
It was indeed Eduardo.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to be a co-chair of the working party, not the drafting team. You wanted to help with the drafting team, but you may want to co-chair.
That is where it was recorded, actually. So perhaps we can have
some clarity. I suppose that will. That will depend if the chair will become the chair of the working group itself. So I suppose we'll leave that to the next agenda item.
Okay, so you volunteered to be co-chair, assuming we have co-chairs, of the working party itself.
That's correct.
Okay, fine. So we have no conflict in that case, because I didn't really think we needed co-chairs of the drafting team, so I was a little bit confused on that. All right. I don't think we will have any objection to having co-chairs. It's become, if not normal practice in a lot of working groups, certainly something that's quite common and does tend to ensure that we have a chair present at all meetings, even if individuals have schedules that don't allow it. Is there anyone else on this meeting who is eager to do it? I know there are a number of people who may be volunteering who aren't on the meeting today, and for that reason, my tendency is to say that we should defer that for email, but certainly I'd like some input on that before just making a decision on your behalf.
Alan, this is Duran. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'll co-chair with Raf for the work project.
All right, we have one more volunteer.
Yeah, I can help any time.
All right, so we have an awful lot of volunteers for co-chair.
Any time.
I also have a note that Sebastian had volunteered to be chair of the working party. Heidi?
Yeah, so correct. So this is Heidi.
Instead of sending me private notes.
So we basically have Sebastian, who volunteered as the chair of the working party. And from what I'm hearing, we now have three volunteers for co-chair, and that is Varan, Raf, and Vanda.
I think that's probably overkill.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
I'm happy to let the people talk amongst themselves and decide who does.
Yeah, who is going to do it?
Are all the people happy to decide among themselves?
Yeah, for me, it's okay if Eduardo y Rafael is good. We can all help to the drafted team, so no problem.
Okay, so I see in the chat that Sebastian said Eduardo is great to do the job. Eduardo has volunteered to be the chair of the drafting team, not of the work party, just for clarity.
That is correct.
Yeah, we don't have any competition for that, nor do I think we need more than one person. Sebastian, can you speak also, or are you just have no audio? I guess he can't speak.
I can try now.
Okay.
No, but Alan, my name is here to help. If you need me, just tell me what you want me to do. But I think this the meeting strategy I know quite well. But if others want to do, I will help them. And I am not asking or requesting anything. Just in case you need me, I am here. Nothing else.
And then I would suggest we have three people who are interested in taking on some level of leadership. My inclination is to say that Varan and Raf should take this on as co-chair with Sebastian acting as, we can coin a new term, associate chair or advisor. Given your background in this process, it's probably not best to have you lead it because you did lead the previous group and we want to do this sort of as a new initiative within at large. On the other hand, I would not want to lose your expertise and knowledge on it. So does that sound acceptable to all parties?
That's to me, Raf Fatani speaking.
I'm sorry, hold it. We also had Vanda involved.
I'm glad to help anyone that wants to take the lead. I don't need to take the lead.
Then I would ask for, I will suggest that Raf and Varan act as co-chairs with Sebastian as advisor. I think if we can use the term out of, I won't go there. And Vanda, you have a wide enough background that I think probably it's best to take you as someone who could advise us based on the history and how you see going forward with involvement from developing countries, which is a significant part of the outreach. And I'm happy to go forward like that. Does that sound acceptable to people? Not hearing anything, we'll put this out.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll put this out to the mailing list, and assuming there are no objections or changes, then we'll go with that. All right. The next item on the agenda is to start the discussion, and I'm not quite sure how much discussion we're going to have at this point and how much I would suggest that people take it offline and go to the mailing list to start putting together ideas. There are a number of things that we want to identify. If you look at the agenda, we had four items that are going to need to be discussed, and I think they should be discussed within the group itself, not dictated to the group. And the four items are the identification of aims and objectives. So in other words, fine, what are we trying to accomplish in these ICANN meetings? And I think all of you have enough experience to know the problems we've had in the past and hopefully how we can address some of those going forward in the future. How do we increase the effectiveness of the at-large sessions? How do we improve engagement? Because we have time that is explicitly allocated to intra-community sessions. But we also have a situation where many of the people who have been active are not necessarily active in intra-community sessions. So we need to either widen that to make sure everyone is going to be productively employed on those days, so to speak, or decide how we're going to use the time, despite the fact that some people are not heavily involved in intra-community things. And the last one is a very significant one. There's a major component of outreach and engagement that is associated with the new meeting strategy, particularly the B meetings. And the question is, how are we going to use that? And we've had a number of discussions already. One of the issues that was raised was whether we want all of the people that we normally have at the B meeting or whether we want to restrict the number of regular people and perhaps use the travel funding for other people. At the last meeting we had, there was a general feeling that we do want the same group of travelers. So I will assume that will go forward, but of course exactly what we do with that time and with the outreach days is a subject of major discussion. And I think as interim chair, I've done my job at this point, and I guess I'd like to turn it over to our new co-chairs and do we want to continue this discussion right now? Do we want to adjourn the meeting after 20 minutes and go on to the mailing list and have people start putting their ideas there? I'll leave it up to you how to respond. But I first see Eduardo has his hand up.
Thank you, Alan. I have a couple of questions. One is, I have a copy of the things that the GNSO made, which I believe passed somehow. I think one of the questions for the group is if we want to use this same format for whatever drafting we do. That's the first question that I have. And the other thing is, can we go back to the timeline so I'm sure we know when we need to have things in place? Thank you.
Okay, in terms of the format, I think to a large extent that's up to you, up to the group as a whole. Certainly what I've seen from the GNSO, and I suspect Gisela is updating it, is a chart of how the days will be used. And at a first glance, I think that we have to do something like that because that's the first step. But I think we also want to go into more depth in at least some of the days, because things like outreach are one of those things that we've had a fair amount of discussion on, whether, what exactly does it mean? Does this mean we go out to the community? Are we going to invite people from the local environment in to see us? Are we simply going to have observers at our regular meetings? Are we going to schedule special events? that are tailored to the people who aren't participating, aren't otherwise participating. So the real question is, how do we flesh out the boxes that we see there? And I don't know to what extent the GNSO has done that. I know there is some further description, but I'm not sure they have really looked into the details of the new parts of the meeting. The GNSO, like us to some extent, has little problem filling in what they mean by, you know, 2 days of meetings within the GNSO community itself. They've been doing that forever. So there's no real change in what they're doing because of that. They're just putting the right labels on it. Maureen.
Thank you, Alan, for Maureen to the record. I just wanted to remind you that, you know, we do have the Outreach and Engagement Working Group, and it's pretty important that we actually work in conjunction with them as well, because they're actually looking at these very things sort of like as an overall thing. They're having the same, you know, the same sort of issues about, you know, sort of like what needs to be done, but if we work in with them as well. Thank you.
Maureen?
Sorry, who said
sorry?
That?
Did you not hear that?
Sorry, this is Rafa Tani. I couldn't hear who you said to work with.
To work with the... go ahead.
Yeah, what Maureen said.
Yes, I was.
Maureen, go ahead.
Go, Ellen. Oh, okay. I had actually mentioned that we must take into account the Outreach and Engagement Working Group activities and their discussions as well, because they're. I mean, we've only really just started on that as an engagement group. So I think it's you know, those sorts there. Their discussions are going to be important to us as well.
Okay, thank you, Maureen.
Did you get that, Ricky?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and I'm completely agreed.
I'm assuming there's a fair overlap with the membership between this group and the Outreach and Engagement Group. If there isn't, that needs to be fixed. Heidi, you had your hand up, and then we'll go to Vonda.
Yes, thank you, Alan. This is Heidi. 2 points regarding first, timing, and second, activities happening in Buenos Aires. So for the timing, the meetings team have indicated that they need at least the number of rooms and times quite quickly, because they're actually moving forward with Marrakesh. So if they could have that likely right around the BA time, that would be useful. So we don't have much time, unfortunately. And also in Buenos Aires, the meeting team will be meeting with the ALAC and the RELO chairs on Sunday afternoon. So that would be a good time for this group to get clarity on exactly, you know, when they do need the timing, what they need, et cetera. And also the GNSO, the drafting team chairman, Volker Dreimann, has sent a note to Alan and myself saying that they would like to have an informal meeting with all ACs and SOs on the various plans of the ACs and SOs for the new meeting strategy in Buenos Aires. And they will be having one of the informal rooms, the sign-up rooms, and they will be sending a doodle out to get the best time for everyone. So what we, I guess, need is that, and I note also that most of the drafting team will be in Buenos Aires. So is that the best group to meet with the informal grouping of all the ACEs and SOs?
I would think, timing allowing, everyone who's on the working party should
okay.
meet. I don't think there's going to be much difference between those two groups.
Okay, so let me go ahead and send then the secretary of the GNSO the names of everyone on the working party who will be in Buenos Aires, and then we can send that doodle out. Thank you.
Vonda, you're next.
Yeah. Well, just remember that the outreach issue is one of the big reasons that we in the meeting group before decide to put small meetings in the third world. So there is, in my opinion, one of the best things we should do is planning something to even as we normally do in the DNS Women, for instance, we invite people from the community in small countries especially to talk with them. So outreach in this small meeting should be the main issue for us, because that is the idea to reach people that we never touch. That's the and this is more important in the third world. And those small meetings will be always in the third world. So that's the general idea, and we should put this as a priority, outreach as a priority in our distribution of the time in the small meetings. Just that.
Thank you, Vonda. Sebastian in the chat has asked, can we schedule a face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires? Gisela, are you still around?
Alan, I'm here.
Are there any slots where the ALAC is not otherwise occupied and we can actually get a room? Other than 4 in the morning.
Alan Giesler here. Yes, we're in luck. Be Tuesday lunchtime.
Fine with me if people can make it. So I asked the co-chairs to work with Gisela and try to come up with something which is acceptable.
Yeah.
That may well work well. And I'd like to turn it over to the co-chairs right now, so I can be silent. I don't know whether Baran or Raf has the better connectivity right now. Who can handle this? One of you like to volunteer?
Raf Fatani here. Baran, are you by a computer or not? Because I'm talking from the phone on the move. So if not, then I'll move ahead. But if you are, then preferably yourself.
Baran doesn't seem to be able to speak, so maybe you're it for the moment, Raf.
Okay.
I'm here. I have a bit of noisy background, so that's why.
Okay. All right, so Baran has a noisy background, and Raf is on the move and doesn't have easy access to Adobe Connect while he's speaking. I'm presuming that means. But well, why don't you go ahead? I'll handle the queue. And we have Heidi with her hand up.
That's an old hand, I'm sorry.
Then we have no one with their hand up. The chair has the floor.
Rafa Tani here. Okay. Now I think it's about moving forward. I completely agree. We should be, I think now that if there is space for us to meet on the Tuesday at lunchtime, I think we should do that. And that will give us time to effectively talk online about where we see this group going, identifying the strategies and looking at our own objectives for the group. We can explore that and agree on that on our face-to-face meeting. Does that sound agreeable to everyone?
Looks great.
It's Alan speaking. Heidi, if I understood you correctly, though, the meeting team wants some output prior.
Well, they would
or
like
by
to,
the time
Heidi,
we get there, because they're meeting on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to like to know, you know, in general, the days. Are we planning still the general format for example, meeting A, meeting B, and meeting C? You know, are we planning on a full day on that first day, et cetera? Are we having, you know, like, for example, there will not be able to have a final ALT meeting past the time of the close of the meeting, as we have had in the past, things like that. So basically just general overall formatting.
Yeah, I think this is Rafa Tani here again. I think this will be get to be discussed online between the group before we make any decisions, and hopefully we will have decisions for the meeting then beforehand and for us to discuss then. Does that sound like a better solution?
Yeah, well, I think that's mandatory. Heidi, can you elaborate? Because you just said something that I hadn't heard before. You're saying that under no conditions can we have any meetings prior to the official start day and after the official end date?
This is Heidi. Yes, that's what I'm hearing. So basically, if, for example, Saturday is now the official start day of meeting A, okay, and I believe Thursday is the final day, okay, so only meetings during those days will be approved. So, for example, at the ALT meeting on that last day, Friday, will no longer be approved.
I think we need to be discussing that with both ALAC and the ALT. That's the first I've heard about that. Maybe I should have guessed it, but I certainly didn't hear it before. Are they also canceling the chair's meeting that's currently held on Friday?
I think that's up for discussion, but I don't think so.
Okay. It's going to be interesting, folks.
Yeah.
Eduardo has his hand up, Ralph.
Okay, Eduardo. Thank you. I have a question about logistics in terms of if we need to communicate, and I'm talking here in the context of the drafting team. If we need to, I know we're going to talk via email. Maybe we can have a conference call before the Buenos Aires. But can I use the same list? Meeting list I'm using here for the drafting team, or should we have a different one? Just I don't want to confuse the whole, everyone. Thank you.
As we have a small group,
as a senior administrator, ahead. I'll say it's your call.
I don't have a problem using the mailing list for the working parties. It's just that, if we're talking about drafting, I don't want to confuse the rest of the people that are not involved in that.
May I suggest you start off on the same list, and if it gets confusing or other people don't want to see the traffic, you can add a new list.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Agreed. We can do that. So could we then? Please schedule in on that same conference call for the whole group
to discuss this further. Heidi?
So you're asking for a doodle.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, super. So any other actions? Any other business?
Eduardo, is that in your hand?
This is a new hand. I forgot to say it before. It's just that what I'm going to do, and this is for the drafting team, is I will do something this weekend and send it out Monday that we can use as a basis to start the drafting. It's going to be a straw man type of schedule, and then we can go from there and fine-tune. Thank you.
As not the chair, but as someone who wants to see this moving forward, thank you very much. That's exactly what I was going to suggest, so I'm glad you said it first.
Okay. So Raf Patani here. So let's schedule that in. And is there any other business? Is there anyone else with any? Is there any hands up that I can't see?
No, let me ask something to Heidi, just to confirm that the first meeting that they are thinking about is normally General Assembly. Is that correct, Heidi?
So this is Heidi. So on Saturday, you can see that in the AC room right now. So day one is Saturday, and there we have intra-community work, board, committees and outreach. So
yeah,
you'll see that there are, I believe, on meeting A, there are two public forums, correct? So on day three and on day six, there are
public forums, and the welcome ceremony is on day three, which is the Monday.
Yeah.
So if we go down to meeting B, which is the shorter one,
yes,
you'll see that day one is the Monday, and there's going to be no kind of welcome ceremony and no public forum and no board meeting. So it's a very short meeting, only dedicated to ACSO work, inter and intra. So, you know, within each group and between the groups. So, and then meeting C is the annual general meeting, and that is the very long one where Saturday, just scroll down there, Saturday is day one. And again, you've got board committees, intra-community work, outreach and capacity building activities, and day seven is that Friday. So, and again, you have, there you will have a welcome ceremony on day three, and two public forums on day three, which is Monday, and day six, which is Thursday.
Okay.
Thank you, Heidi. Sebastian.
So, and if I, sorry, Alan, if I, sorry. I've just been in touch with the meetings team on that point. So, again, no meetings will be scheduled outside of the official day. So day one through day X, whatever the length of that meeting is, no meetings will be scheduled outside those days. Thank you.
And this group and the ALT do have some challenges. Sebastian has his hand up.
Sebastian?
Yes, thank you, Sebastian Bachelet. Yeah, just to try to explain a little bit, the idea was, and it's why, for example, the meeting A and the meeting C are starting on Saturday, it's to try to include in the meeting everything who has done. I guess the reason why there is no any more Friday meeting on the meeting on the A for the A meeting, it's because the board, the public board meeting, will be on the morning, and the afternoon will be into brackets free. Then this half day of the ALT may fit into the Thursday afternoon. My second point is that where we are talking, there is no board meeting for the B meeting. There is no public board meeting. I want to be sure that you get the difference. That means that the board will work as any other community during these 4 days and will be able to participate to the work as they are doing their intra work as the other community. That's some of the reasoning. The other one about the C meeting, it's the Friday was added because at that time it's the end of the selection for each body's, whatever council, advisory committee, even board, and they can have a meeting to seat their new members and have a meeting to start to the work with the new members. And my fourth point is that, just to be sure that we answer the question of Vanda, the new meeting strategy will start with the Marrakesh meeting on 2016. Then the meeting this year will not change so much from what we used to do. The first new meeting will be Marrakesh in 2006. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. Again, Alan, I'm leading to your help here. If there are any other hands up.
Yeah, my hand is up. Just two comments. The first one is a question for Heidi. That means that the kind of thing we're doing in Dublin on Friday, we could never do again in the future. Is that correct?
Let's take a look on meeting C.
The Friday is scheduled, and you're saying we could not do anything out of bounds.
That is my understanding.
Yeah, but Friday, Sebastian, the Friday on meeting C is still open. It will be to do what you are doing it's at the end of the AGM, then everything you are doing on the Friday at the end of the AGM will be still able to be done in the next year meeting. The only meeting where you don't have the Friday only, it's an A meeting, but you have the Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. That does mean we can't use the day for the other things it was designed for. So it's trading our own time off one against the other. Okay, I'll understand.
Except that we start earlier.
Well, we're
you are able to start earlier because it's starting on Saturday.
We're already starting Saturday by then. We're starting Saturday effective Dublin.
Yeah, but Dublin, it's an AGM. Then longer than the other meetings.
So, if I may, Alan?
No, what I was saying is for the Dublin, we're already meeting Saturday through Friday. So we're not getting the extra day. In any case, there's no point in debating it right now.
Yeah.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah. On Saturday in Dublin, the ALAC received a fiscal year 16 special request approved for a full day of Saturday. And then also that will be in Marrakesh for the first full day. And then on the meeting C, you can see that the Friday is basically, you can choose. You can have a short wrap-up on Friday in the morning, let's say, and then you can have the team-building exercise for the ALAC the rest of the day. So there is still a possibility to have that.
All right. I thank everyone for volunteering, and I look forward to seeing what comes out of this. Raf, anything to wrap up?
Thank you. No. Thank you all for volunteering, and hopefully this is the beginning of a strong and productive team. We're small, and hopefully that will make us lean and able to produce some good results in the near future. Thank you all for coming. I adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.